sorry.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Ayo, I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your average sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's what's.
What's up, you guys? My name is Ray. I'm from the North. I love ice hockey. I will play football. I will wrestle, and I'll also go to a bar and shotgun a beer.
And Eddie, why were you laughing during the intro music?
Well, I realized I said something to you that a friend of ours says all the time, and I was just like, that's so dumb, I should never say that.
So what are you doing?
I'm filling out my chiropractor form.
That's it? That's the end of the story?
I mean, it's sad that I sit here and go, one, I'm 39 years old and go to a freaking chiropractor.
You're how old?
39.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, how much pain do you have? Where's your pain? Like, can you put your pants on without pain? I'm like, jeez, dude, I'm 39. I'm not 80.
The only thing I care about the chiropractor thing is our company paying for that, or are you paying out of pocket?
Yeah, dude, I met my deductible. Look, when you have two kids that are sick all the time, you meet your deductible like that.
Which was how much? Hundreds?
It's about a little over 1,000, maybe 2,000 or something.
Dang, so my you question, that much?
Dude, when your kids are sick all the time, yes, you pay out the wazoo, medicine, everything, dude, and it all goes towards your deductible.
Outside of the dentist, so, $50, I don't pay nothing.
Coach, so I meet my deductible, my family meets my deductible in June, July. So after July, I start looking at, like, all right, well, do I need a nose job? Like, what else do I need?
I thought you were supposed to go to the chiropractor for like 3 weeks, and that started back in July. Now we're here 6 months later, and you're still going?
Yeah, apparently it's a slower process. The thing is, like, he pops my back, and he does all sorts of stuff, and then...
You know the chiropractor, it's not just a week, two-week thing. You're there for a long time.
They tell you it's going to be 3 weeks, I know, but then they keep you coming back to get more money.
No, you're insinuating that I'm paying more money. I have not paid more money than I initially paid. I paid a $300 fee, and that's it. I haven't pulled my wallet out anymore.
Who racks them and cracks them? A dude or a chick?
A dude.
Of course, you would hook up a dude. I mean, you can't ask it for... Dude, when I went to the chiropractor, it was when I worked at the lumber mill, we had issues with our backs.
You guys have been... I've never been to a chiropractor.
But you've got to line up. There's ways to line up the chicks.
They're
not real doctors. No, they're not. No.
Correct.
That's scary to me that you go and just trust some random dude that says he's a chiropractor.
And it's not random twitch in the back or something like that. They're messing with your neck, your spine. And they're not the type of doctors that go to school for 8 years. I would say they're less than the So sure, we all went to school for 4 years. I don't know if they're that many years after those four to be a chiropractor.
No, he's a doctor. He's not a medical doctor.
He is not a doctor.
Whoa, he's not a medical doctor, but he's a doctor. Because he's got the DR in front of his name.
If he does, then he has went to an extended
school. But he could have been a doctor of history. He could have got a history degree and become a chiropractor, right? Like, you don't go to
chiropractor school.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And it's a short little course.
Coach, stop it. You act like it's 6 weeks. Like,
I'm just telling you, there's chiropractors that are also doctors. They can also do stuff at the hospital. But if you go to some chiropractic clinics, they are not allowed in hospitals. That's why they have their practice at a strip mall. When you're driving by trying to go to the gun store, liquor store, that's when you're seeing the chiropractor store.
Okay, you earn a doctor of chiropractic.
Thank you.
I'm guessing easily less than 2 years. Doctors go for 10 years after college.
2 years of whatever you're trying to learn is enough for you to learn something. I mean, they're not doing surgery on my back. He's popping my back. I mean, the way he talks, he knows everything about my vertebrae and everything connected to it.
All right.
I mean, I trust him, and this dude's jacked. I don't want a dainty girl popping my back. And this dude gets on it and you're crunch, 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 and you're like, all right, you're good.
And he's cracking the back and everything like that.
Dude, he'll turn the back. He'll turn me like...
And he's sitting on your butt.
He starts off with, he goes right between my shoulder blades and he talks and he's like, yeah, man, so how's it work? Work pretty good. And then crack. And he pushes down hard and I'm like, wow. And he goes, yeah, how are the kids doing? Lower back. Crack. And I'm like, God,
that's
feels
feeling good right now.
That feels really good.
Hearing it.
It's just like a 4-year degree. You go to chiropractor school and you go for 4 years and you're...
4 years is a long time.
That's
boys.
Good. That's
you
good.
Do not hold a medical degree, so
thank
they're not
you.
Medical doctors. They're just called a doctor of chiropractic.
That's what I said.
That's what I was trying to get at. Thank you.
That's a very interesting... It just seems weird to me that some guy or girl is going to be popping my back and body and they're not a real doctor. I wouldn't go to surgery for someone that just goes
He won't surgery. He won't cut you. That's where he draws the line.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't go and let someone operate on my back just because they went to surgery school and they didn't get a doctor of surgery, but they didn't go to medical school.
But this is where I am in my life. I'm not about to let some doctor be like, you need back surgery right now, and like accidentally slice my vertebrae.
Coach,
like,
why do you need surgery? You sit at a desk all day and on a laptop.
God,
how do you hurt your back?
You're not on a construction site.
You're not
lifting
bags of concrete.
You know how I probably hurt my back? I think I did. As a news photographer, back in the day, the cameras were like 50 pounds, and then I had to carry a tripod everywhere I went.
Coach, I'm carrying a camera right now. It's about 2 ounces. It's called an iPhone.
Coach, these cameras were heavy.
They were heavy. I remember looking at those things going, that looks like a terrible thing to carry around.
I did an internship.
When you watch Real World and they sometimes show the cameraman and they have that big camera on their shoulder, I'm like, that has to be terrible.
Yes, Coach, and you can't use the left side of your shoulder to use the camera. It's only the right because the viewfinders use your right eye. Like, they don't switch back and forth. So I feel like my body's just permanently slanted to the right.
I did the internship and they said, hey, which direction do you want to go? Do you want to go more cameraman route? Do you want to be more of an anchor? So I went and saw the anchors. They're all hot, living life, driving BMWs and Mercedes Benzes. And then I go to the camera guys and they're all tired. They're like holding a McDonald's bag.
Yeah, they're
getting
all
in a crappy van. I was like, I think I'll try and be an anchor. I'm going to go that route with the internship.
So that's how I started. I was like,
you chose the other
path. I'm going to be a news reporter / anchor. Like, I went to school for journalism. That's what I'm going to do. But then, I lasted 6 weeks of them telling me, you can't wear a tie like that. That just doesn't look good with your face. Hey, can we change your name? Hey, you know what?
They told you your face is not good enough?
No, not your face. That tie doesn't go with your skin color.
Did you have that in writing?
I mean, dude, it was just like, excuse me? I thought I was just trying to interview the mayor here, like, and the police chief. What is this? Like, I need to look a certain way?
You're like, I'm done with this. Give me the camera.
Get out of here. I wrote all the stories. Basically, I would write and produce everything, and the news reporter would just read what I wrote.
Yes.
So I was basically the reporter without my face on camera.
And what people don't know is that means you're a very good creative writer. You're good at telling stories. So there is a talent to that.
That's what I was. I was a storyteller.
Yeah.
So, now that was your chiropractor story. Now let's play the game.
Would you rather?
Game on!
Would you rather work at a funeral home? Or would you rather work in the morgue?
Oh, Coach.
Break what's the morgue again?
That's where the bodies go.
That's death. Funeral.
Eddie, please take this one.
Oh, I don't want to. I mean, again, where's the C option of neither?
No. The game is would you rather. That's why it makes it hard. You have tough decisions to make in this game.
Okay, I got it.
And this one is a pretty clear-cut, easy decision.
I'm going to do the funeral home. I don't know much about the morgue. I'm doing the funeral home because I know it involves some sales.
It's the morgue. The morgue is a funeral home.
No.
Okay, then please define a morgue.
You don't know what the morgue is. The morgue isn't the space in the hospital where all the dead bodies go and they do autopsies.
Oh, F that.
So I'm going to go with the funeral home because...
No, nursing home... Right?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you said funeral home?
Funeral home or a morgue?
Okay, go ahead, Ray.
You screwed up the whole would you rather, but I will finish. I would rather work at the funeral home because, honestly, I've had friends go there and say they do try to upsell you. There's a lot of sales, and that's, honestly, at my core, what I am as a salesman. I love to try and negotiate. Let's barter. Let you give me a high price. I will give you a middle price. Let's try and meet in the middle of those two prices. There's such a skill to being a salesperson, and then a salesperson at a funeral home might just be the best salesperson in America because they're selling something that's sad, not happy. They're selling you tomorrow, not today. They're selling you a urn when you don't want a urn.
An urn?
Yeah. That is what I want. Take me to a funeral home and I'm going to sell today. Let me convince these people in upselling a very sad time in their life right now.
Yeah, this disgusts me that you would actually think that's the problem with funeral homes. They take advantage of people at their lowest moment. I mean, when someone dies in your family, it's like, what are you going to do? You have to pay them. It's a business. You have to pay even though you can't afford it. So all the family gets together and somehow comes up with money. It's sleazy. I hate it. I can't stand it. There's no way I could do that kind of job. And then the morgue, come on, dude. Dead people everywhere you look. I just feel like, you know what? They're dead. They're just shells anyway. I mean, put me in the morgue, I guess. God, this is a terrible one, dude.
I am working in the morgue every day of the week. I'm going to tell you why. At the funeral home, not only do you have to deal with the dead bodies, you have to prep them and make them look pretty for presentation when you have the open casket.
Well, you have to do that in both.
Not in the morgue. You're just trying to figure out why they died or just putting a name tag. Someone can next of kin can come and identify the body. The sad part about the morgue is there's no windows. You're down there. It's cold. It's not
fluorescent lighting.
Yes, that's a little rough, and it could get pretty dark down there. But dealing with the loved ones of people that died and seeing everybody come into the funeral and cry and cry and cry and cry, that would be the hard part. Because either way, you're going to have to deal with dead bodies, the morgue or the funeral home.
Either
way. It's the family that would make it extra hard for me. That's why I don't think I could work in the funeral home. Also, the people that work there probably own it. So that's why they try to upsell you, because they do. It's a business. They have to make money.
I hate that.
Make money. It is business. The name of the game. So they make you feel cheap when you want to buy the cheaper casket. Like, ooh, you know, worms could get in that one. Okay, well then get me the unworm penetrable one.
And it's another one of those jobs. I believe at funeral homes, they're always wearing suits. They're always wearing dresses. You have to dress up because most people are attending funerals all dressed up. Who wants to have a job where you have to dress up all the time?
And then sometimes you have to drive the car with the casket in it, with a body in it.
All the time.
The
you gotta
same
take it
guy
from the
in the funeral home then drives the casket.
Yeah. They drive the hearse.
The hearse.
And people that buy old hearse and drive them for their car.
Well, who does that?
They're few and far between, but I have seen them.
I've seen it. And I find that very disturbing.
They do them
weird
at tailgates. They'll paint a team's name on the outside of them, pull it up. That's how you celebrate on a Sunday before the game.
Really?
Yes. You can check them online. Every team in the NFL is representative with a funeral car.
Back to my Newsday stories real quick. I'm going to talk about these two dudes.
Coach, I feel like you want to go work for News 7 right now.
Yeah. Are you trying to leave the Sore Losers podcast?
That was most of my life. I mean, I did that longer than I did radio.
I actually do like the stories, because your insight with that is very good, because you went to the biggest news stories and you were a foot away from all the biggest news stories.
Are you about to tell us that you used to hang out in the morgue?
No. Oh. I'm going to tell you about these two dudes that worked for the forensics. It was the crime scene unit, and they were the two dudes that would pick up dead bodies.
No. Are you talking about the TV show CSI?
No. This is real life. I would be there with my camera
shooting
the scene, and there were these two dudes. I remember one guy's name was Artie. I don't remember the other dude.
Burns.
These two dudes.
Woodrow.
They looked dead. Like they were the ones that would pick up the body and take him to the morgue. They might have worked at the morgue too, but they drove the little van that said like forensics on it. And these dudes, you can just see in their eyes, there was no life left in these dudes. Like, they were dead men walking. Like,
because of everything they'd seen.
I mean, they worked at the morgue.
Yes.
Guys, like, their eyes were sunken. They had dark circles and they wouldn't talk to anyone. Like, I would just sometimes be like, how's it going, man? And I get a little name tag that Artie. Like, that was it. Other than that, it was just like, hey, guys, how y'all doing? All right, we'll be back. And they leave. And then we see them the next week. I'm like, dude, these dudes did not look good. And
they look dead.
They look dead because what did they do? Hung out with dead people all day.
You know what else they want us to think is dead? Durant to the Lakers.
It's back?
No.
It's dead.
Durant,
they want us to think
Durant
it's dead.
Durant wants you to think it's dead. He came out and said, I don't understand why anybody would want to play with LeBron, like superstars, because you have to totally change your game.
Agreed.
And it's all about LeBron. He said there's so much hype that comes from being around LeBron from other people. He has so many fanboys in the media. Even the beat writers just fawn over him. I'm like, we're playing basketball here, and it's not even about basketball at certain points.
Is that how he said it?
Yeah. This
is basketball.
He said, I get why anyone wouldn't want to be in that environment, because it's toxic, especially when the attention is BS attention, fluff. It's not LeBron's fault at all. It's just the fact that you have so many groupies in the media that love to hang on every word. Just get out of the way and let us play basketball. He's coming out saying, like, Kawhi going to the Lakers would make no sense because he likes to have the ball in his hand, and if you want the ball in your hands, you're not going to have the ball because LeBron wants the ball all the time, and all he needs is shooters. And if you're not a shooter, then don't go play with LeBron. He's trying to do this because he wants you to think, oh, he's never going to go play with LeBron. He's trying to shoot down those rumors because he's going to be a free agent after this season when he opts out. And he doesn't want people saying, are you going to go play with LeBron? Are you going to go play with LeBron? So he has these comments, I feel like, to throw us off the scent.
So he's just playing with us.
I think he
goes to La La Land, disgusting dynasty. You could go ahead and put that label on it already. The Lakers, I'm loving what Lunch is saying about them being good, because they're getting real good, boys. They're winning just about every night. They'll go on runs where they put up 15 in a row without the other team even scoring. They did it last night.
No,
maybe
didn't.
It wasn't 15, but it was real close.
It was not 15.
They scored over 10 consecutive points in that game last night.
Well, a lot of teams do that.
That's amazing. That's a great run. That's a team that's a
dominant
team.
But a lot of teams do that.
All right.
And the Spurs had the lead for a lot of the game, too. I mean,
yeah, they swung it when they needed to in the fourth quarter. That's LeBron.
LeBron got hot. He drained some dirty threes.
That's a sign of a great team.
In the fourth, I would just hand in his face. He pulling up 5 feet beyond the arc, and he's like, ah! Drano, and nothing you can do when he hits those shots.
And LeBron signaling the crowd, pump it
up.
He's trying to bring La La Land to life a little bit. The crowd's loving it. Boys, right now, watching the NBA, take me to a Lakers game. They look badass.
I got to say, Durant says, you're a fanboy. You're fanning over.
Who's he talking to, though, when he's like, leave us alone, let's play basketball? The media?
Like, get off of LeBron and, you know, show everybody. Like, we're all good basketball players. He's trying to tell them, it's not just LeBron out there playing basketball. We're all playing basketball. We're all really good.
Yes, but he's not understanding that, like, people want to see LeBron. It's the media only gives whatever the people want. That's what they seek for. In this case, you put LeBron on TV, people want to watch it. You put Durant on TV, half of the people are going to want to watch it. You put DeRozan on TV, no one's going to want to watch it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the value of media and how they look at it. Like,
yeah,
they need to talk to LeBron and about him.
Right. And I think he really understands that. I think this is all a front. So we'll quit talking about him going to LA because he doesn't want to be asked those questions. I don't think he really hates LeBron.
But he never said it was LeBron's fault.
He said, so being around LeBron could be toxic. I don't see why another superstar would want to go play with him. Because he talked about Kevin Love and Chris Bosh, about how they had to totally change their game to play with LeBron, and they don't get enough credit for that, which I always say because everybody says, oh, Bosh wasn't that good in Miami. Bosh was his numbers weren't great, but he was very important to the Miami teams because he did things. He did the little things that didn't show up in the stat sheet. He sacrificed his scores that a team needs, and that was important for them to win. And he should be a Hall of Fame basketball player, Chris Bosh.
But he was in the shadow of LeBron.
He was of LeBron and D-Wade.
And D-Wade. He had two shadows that he was in.
And so I just think it's interesting that I like that Durant's trying to come out and say, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, I still think he's going to L.A.
But I did watch the game last night, and I'd like to point out that I'd like to point out that I didn't see that three-point game that you and Popovich were talking about. I saw a lot of threes, you know. I didn't see an excessive amount of threes being shot.
Okay, Coach, what do you think? They're playing horse from the three-point line?
That's what the podcast yesterday made it seem
it
like.
It did sound like that,
they do is they break away and they're like set up for a three. No, there was a lot of pick and rolls. There were a lot of just different trying to drive the ball in. I didn't see actually too many threes being attempted last night.
Now it's the strive for how quick can you be, and especially with the NBA rules now, you only have, 15 seconds after you get the ball on the offensive rebound, then to put it back up. Everything's pushed towards being fast. They turn on the TV and Duke is the fastest I've ever seen him. Like, the new generations coming up are faster and faster and faster. Dude, that's the way it's just going to keep going. Maybe they're not shooting threes, but we're saying the game is so much faster. Instead of being patient.
We didn't say that, though. We were saying threes,
but I'm also adding to that. I'm saying the speed adds to the game. They're not going to let a guy sit in the post for 8 seconds. Why not just shoot up a quick layup real quick? You miss that, grab it, throw it out to a guy at three. You can take two shots in the time that it takes a guy to post up. There's no more posting up in the NBA. The game has completely changed with that. It's all about speed. Yes, shoot some threes, but it's speed. You watch a game from now, then turn it on to ESPN Classic. Dude, you'll think you're watching a completely different basketball game.
I don't know who watches ESPN Classic. I don't know what the point is to go back and watch an old game like
There's some good ones.
Listen, I remember watching the 49ers-Bengals Super Bowl, but if it's on TV in ESPN Classics, I ain't watching it.
No. Maybe if it's your favorite team, you might. Like, if it's an incredible game, I bet you there's a lot of Longhorns fans that go back and
watch the title game against
USC.
Coach,
absolutely.
I would watch it. If you had it on the TV right now, I would watch the final 2 minutes.
That game was an incredible game.
I'm sure watching a highlight reel from it is
pretty good. No, I'm talking the actual live 2 minutes I would watch right now.
Yes, I'd turn it on. Stupid. And last night, the Spurs attempted 27 threes. And the Lakers attempted 39 three-pointers.
39's a lot.
That is a lot of three-pointers. The one thing is, though, the Lakers, what they do need is shooting. They need shooters. Because if you watch them, they struggle from three. And that's why I think the Spurs match up well against them, because the Spurs are struggling this year, but they can't score as well. They don't hit the threes as well. They're not as good a shooting team. So when teams that can shoot the three play the Spurs, they blow them out. Like the Jazz the other night just blew them out. But the Lakers, I feel like, struggle from three. They get a couple shooters out there, could be a different story, but they are trending in the right direction.
Yeah, they
are. LeBron, a quarter of a way, we are a quarter away done with the NBA season. He is the MVP of the league.
Duh. He turned a team around at the drop of a hat.
That's just what he does. And you guys, everybody wants to try to give it, oh, what about James Harden? What about Durant, Steph Curry? Guys.
Well, Durant's even wanted you to think that.
Like, well, Durant is the only reason the Warriors are alive and well. And they're very well now. Now they got Splash Town back. They were missing Splash forever. I don't know where Little Splash was, but he finally came back.
I had a groin injury.
He's draining threes again. And he has shown why they are the Splash Brothers. They can put up 60 in 20 minutes, those two. They're amazing. They're absolutely amazing. Splash Brothers, drink.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You said that three times. Drink, drink, drink.
But those are guys that can change teams. LeBron, we're seeing that. Durant, he's the one that's been able to keep the Warriors up.
Change teams and get clicks. Like, this is like attention. Like, LeBron is a superstar. Like, people want to see LeBron play. It's not like that with Harden. It's not like that.
No, people want to see Harden.
Not as much as LeBron. Well, and I'm not talking. I'm not talking sports fans. I'm not talking people that know who every player is.
I don't think. If you're not a sports fan, do you really tune in to see LeBron play? I don't think so. I think you have to be.
Coach, is your wife watching LeBron on a Wednesday night?
No, but my kids are. Like,
they,
you know,
are? They asked to watch LeBron?
Yeah, my kids are like, oh, sweet, LeBron's on tonight.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Because my nephew's the exact same. He wants basketball shoes from a certain player.
From a certain player,
he wants the LeBrons. He wants the Kyries.
The Hardens.
And there's I want the Harden threes for Christmas. Thank you, Santa. So we all want these basketball players' shoes, dude. They're amazing people. We're trying to copy them. We're trying to emulate them.
What's your point?
My point is this. There's NBA there's NBA stars in the league, dude. We're going after these stars. We're watching them on TV. That's why they're putting them out there.
And that's what Lunch is saying. Like, there are a lot of stars in the NBA. Like, there are, spread the wealth. But LeBron is, like, the one that brings the NBA a lot of attention.
Oh, he's the king.
The king.
That's what his name is.
King, the king James.
For the reason. He is the best player.
For the season.
The most eyeballs are on LeBron James.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see LeBron James. That's why he's on TV a lot, because LeBron James gets ratings.
And that's why the Lakers love it. They needed that. It's La La Land, man. That's America.
So did the Los NBA. Angeles. NBA loves that LeBron went to the Lakers.
Yes.
They love it.
Of course.
It's a bigger market, more eyes, bigger fan base. Cleveland is fine, but
Cleveland,
it's not as big as L.A. That's it.
Yeah,
and so
period.
But Durant, I like what you're doing. You're trying to say, oh, what superstar would play with LeBron? So when we'll get off your back, but we'll see in L.A. in a few months when you sign with the Lakers and you join LeBron.
And the Rams win that Super Bowl, and then everything's going to L.A. We might as well at least move the podcast there. Everybody is going and migrating towards L.A.
What it is?
It's looking like it.
XFL's going to L.A.
I thought they went to Houston.
Well, they did go to Houston, too.
What is the XFL?
The football league.
Yeah, what is it?
It's coming out in 2020.
I've heard about it.
So they're going to have a team in Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, Seattle, St. Louis, Tampa, and Washington, D.C.
But what's going to make that different than the NFL?
You're going to have players. They're going to let them do unique stuff like they did 10 years ago.
Like Harlem Globetrotter stuff?
15 years ago, probably.
Well, you don't remember the XFL when it came out? Vince McMahon?
Yes.
Coach, like, they had fire on the field. It was amazing.
Vaguely.
They did stuff the NFL never tried.
And for the kickoff, they just rolled the ball out and you had to run out there and get it.
So just stupid little tricks.
Well, they did then, and it didn't last. And so now I think they're going to try to come back with as a real football league. Like, they're going to take it a lot more serious. They have a lot of football people in high positions I think they're trying to make it a serious league.
Now, is it going to be in the off season, or how is it going to compete with the NFL?
It'll be in the off season.
Okay, so it's going to be in the summer.
Hey, are you watching Monday Night Football tonight? Yeah, what's the NFL game? I don't know. I'm going to watch the XFL game. They're never going to compete with the NFL. Hey, man, I'm at the bar. Do you want me to turn on the XFL game the NFL game?
Half the bar has XFL and the other one has NFL.
Hey, man, I'm at this bar. Everybody wants the XFL game on. How do I get the NFL game?
So it's going to be a summer league.
I would say it's probably in the spring. I don't know the exact dates. They are still working on it, but they just announced the team, cities, and the stadium they'll play at. And so
Nashville didn't get one?
Wait. No.
Man. We had a good fan base.
What were you going to say?
It's something different. I saw that Seattle was getting a hockey team, but that's different.
Hockey's different than XFL. Oh,
no, I remember Seattle getting a team, and I didn't know if it was the XFL.
But they got an XFL team, too.
Okay.
They also got one. So, yes, they're starting to roll out things, and I'm interested to see how they're going to do it, because I think there is room for another football league, because people crave football. And if you have in the spring, everybody's like, man, it's 162 days until college football, opens or till the draft. Everybody follows it. I just don't know how they're going to draft players. Like, do they get college players? Are they allowed to draft them over the NFL? Like, if Baker Mayfield was coming out, could the XFL drafted him over the NFL?
Yeah.
I don't know how it's.
Yeah. And these players are just going to have a bunch of weird decisions to make.
Yeah.
Like, is it worth? I get more money in the XFL, but is it worth it? Or should I get? It's just a lot of different decisions they're going to have to make. But aren't sports planned out really like perfectly right now? Where a season ends and a new one, like finals, playoffs start for another one.
They all overlap a little bit.
A little bit, but
hockey,
I mean,
basketball, football, all going real strong.
I feel like they've spent a lot of time on trying to figure out how to keep sports going on consistently.
Oh, it's consistent. There's only one day of the year there's not one sport, and I believe that's the day after the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Bettors hate it. That's usually a dark day for bettors.
So this is going to kind of mess it up a little bit, because they have really planned it out.
Coach, they haven't played it out. It's NHL, NBA, NFL all right now, and then during the summer it's only baseball.
MLS is going on right now.
I'm talking about playoffs.
Lingerie Football League 2, my bad.
Different playoffs start happening at the right time after something ends. Like, it's like they can't stop the excitement. It's never going to go where, like, we have 2 months of nothing.
Yeah, just baseball.
Regular
season. During the summer. It is a long summer when you're a sports fan.
And you have the Olympics.
That's only once every 4 years.
Every 4 years. I just thought it was interesting that they announced that. I'm interested to see how the XFL works and if they get fans. Like, if you're a Cowboys fan in Dallas, are you going to go to the Dallas, whatever they're going to be called, of the XFL? Are you going to go to those games?
I mean, I don't think they realize how long it took the Dallas Cowboys or any NFL team to gain popularity. Like, it took them forever.
What you need to, but then I want to step in right after this.
It's just like any team that starts off, it takes them forever to get momentum and get fans and all this stuff. It can take 10, 15 years for any XFL team to gain anything.
You say that, but they'll randomly put a soccer game here in Nashville and it will sell out and it will be an amazing fan base.
Coach, because we don't have anything like that here. I mean, we have the Cowboys.
I just think people need something to do. You throw an XFL team, people are going to go to it. I mean, if there's not something going on, if it's in the downtime after football, people will go. They need a nice restaurant to eat at. They need a sports entertainment to watch on a Friday, Saturday night. Dude, who cares if it sucks?
Lunchbox,
people will go.
Lunchbox is a huge soccer fan. He plays soccer, loves soccer. How many of those games have you been to?
Which, at the stadium?
Yeah.
None, because I've been out of town when they come.
I mean,
I went to the Man City one. It was amazing.
Well, I did go to the Man City one.
That
I
was
went
a good
to the Man
one.
City.
It was a one?
Yeah.
Dude, and those people, I don't even know if any of them knew soccer, but they were still cheering.
Oh, no,
people,
they knew soccer. They're all in their jerseys, everything.
A lot of Mexicans here
also,
in Nashville. We love soccer.
XFL, it may be more attainable for some people. It may be cheaper ticket prices. They may have a better fan experience. I don't know. They're going to have something to
something.
Set them apart from the NFL. If it's a meet and greet with the players after every game, I don't know. But they're putting smart people in place. Last time I felt like the XFL just tried to be a joke.
It was a joke.
And you got to put any nickname you wanted on the back of your jersey.
One guy was, he hate me.
That's the one everybody
so
remembers.
Dumb. And I bet the cheerleaders are going to be extra, like, super hot and, like, just scandalous. And
well, that's what it used to be. But I think they're going to take it
serious this
time and try to be smarter in real football.
Coach, they're going to have strippers on the sidelines.
Maybe. Instead of pom-poms,
they're
going to be poles.
They're probably targeting
families.
No
one even notices the cheerleaders at the game.
That's not true. I took my kids, my son, to a Titans game, and that's all he looked at. He was like, wow. I'm like, yo, there's a football game going on. Yeah, but look at those cheerleaders. I mean, he's staring at them the whole time.
Because aren't they in just one corner? So if you're not on that corner,
they're
split them all out.
They're broken up in like six, 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 six all across the field.
So you'll get six, hoping you get the front runners. If not, sometimes you get the B-teamers.
Because as a cheerleader of an NFL team, do you feel important? Do you feel like you're a part of the organization and the team, or do you just like to show off your body?
Game day isn't their day. Their day is the calendars, the Instagram likes, the, that stuff.
The team functions when they go Boom. Meet fans.
What are you talking about? Rolling into commercial breaks. Like, it's just that it's all cheerleader and the one that just smiles and look at the camera. Like, hey, that's hurt.
Maybe it's
She's
harder
on national
nowadays.
Television.
It may be harder, more difficult to meet a player now where there's different rules that have been put in place in the last couple of years. Back in the day, there were stories all – that's how people got a lot of – a decent amount. Like Chris Cooley, him and his wife, she was a cheerleader with the Redskins. He married her. I mean, players marry cheerleaders.
Yeah, at you're times, not supposed to talk – they're not supposed to date.
At times. In maybe the these cheerleaders are just some cleat chasers.
Or even in the NBA.
Cleat chasers.
In the NBA, you weren't supposed to – like the Spurs had the silver dancers.
I don't think those are cheerleaders. I feel like the basketball girls are dancers.
They are better dancers. I'll agree with you.
I think
that.
Those are dancers. Like cheerleaders, they don't really dance. They just do their little steps and they
have one or two routines they do during an NFL game. I've been to a lot of games. I know they're not very advanced.
The basketball
routines.
Girls are legit dancers,
dude. The basketball girls throw each other in the air. Boom! They're doing the dance moves. They could easily be on a music video. They're also awesome dancers, and they probably all work shifts at a dance studio. The cheerleaders. You don't got to know that much. I had a friend, and she was every year. She's like, yeah, they said I could be on the team. Like, I don't even know if she tried out. She just had big boobs and blonde hair. Marie.
Yeah, I like the way you gave her a shout out. But my question is, like, if you're a cheerleader at an NFL game, do you sit there in your head and go, man, I'm really getting this crowd hyped up? Or do you realize you're just there to be looked at?
Whoa on the realize. Like, they serve different purposes.
No, at the game, do they think they are important to the crowd noise and they're the reason the crowd is getting loud? Do they think they encourage that? Because I never got loud at a game because a cheerleader's going, hey, hey, hey.
The cheerleaders don't really tell you to get louder. Like,
so what do the cheerleaders, like, that's what I'm saying. When they're at an ambience. NFL game, what do they feel like? What do they feel like their importance is?
Well, let's look at their location.
How do you go to a game without drinking a beer? How do you go to a game without getting a hot dog? How do you go to a baseball game without getting peanuts? It's part of the whole thing.
How do you go to a game without taking a pee? Like, what?
All of that's part of the experience.
Here's what it is.
You imagine going to a game where there's no cheerleaders? You're like, something is missing here.
I would never miss them.
Coach, why do they not have all the cheerleaders in one end zone during the entire game? They just all are dancing in one end zone. Because they're to fill that dead zone. There's about 15 feet from you to the field that needs to be filled. They don't want a bunch of just dead space. So they throw the cheerleaders, they space them out. They're all part of the...
This sounds so ridiculous.
I'm dead serious, dude. That's how they equal out the stadium, make it... TV, it makes it good when the camera comes in. Boom, you got some pom-poms in every angle. They fill that dead zone from you to the field.
Okay, if there weren't six cheerleaders there, there would be 10 yards of nothing. Big deal. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm just telling you, that's what they're there. They're there to fill
a
stadium.
They're not there to fill a spot.
So if a team needs a little bit of excitement, action in an area, that's what they fill. They fill all that stuff in. It's
Put
holes.
Some flowers there then. You
when
know?
Can't, like, what dude, you that's what they say. Hey, when I shoot a camera, I want to see good shots. And that's the cheerleaders fill all that out.
I kind of think you're onto something with it. It's not just a dead space. Sort of like they pan the crowd for 2 seconds because they just need something instead of just showing green grass.
Coach, in your backyard, you just have like 30 or an acre of nothing? No, you fit crap in
you
it so that
really
it all fills
think that
out.
They're going to put female cheerleaders, humans, just to fill out a spot right there. They can't put a fake flower or a fake palm tree or a fake cowboy, you know, at a Cowboys game. Like, they can fill it up with whatever they want, but they put these beautiful girls that dance during the game because it's part of the ambiance. How are you not going to go to a game and have cheerleaders standing there and dancing? When there's no action, look at the girls.
I'd say maybe we get to a time where we don't need the cheerleaders, but it is always been a thing.
I mean, we could be there.
Always been
because
like,
the Spurs got rid of their silver dancers.
All together?
Yes, they're gone. That's what I mean.
Oh, like, my gosh. Kawhi left and the dancers?
That's what my main question was.
Hold, do not go to a Spurs game.
Like, I wasn't arguing about why they're there. I was in their head. Like, do they think they are important
on
Sunday?
Can't answer that because we're not them.
Okay.
Coach, Kawhi left. That was the smaller story.
Danny Green left. And
the
then
bigger one was the Silver Dancers.
Well, they left on the same deal. Yeah. Those deals were connected.
Yeah, they got traded to Toronto.
Yeah, so now Toronto has the Silver Dancers.
Yeah. And so speaking of getting traded, well, not really traded. I didn't have a good transition.
You talking about the rumor? You talking about the rumor?
Well, no.
Cole McCoy. Talking about the Le'Veon rumor.
No, I'm not talking about that. That's
not
thing
making
ever.
The podcast.
So Richard Sherman, because the Redskins came out and said, look, we're not going to sign Colin Kaepernick. Like, we discussed it.
And they were saying he would be a decent back. Obviously, he had a great option to back up
but,
to Sanchez.
Yes. And so Richard Sherman comes out and is upset about how Colin Kaepernick can't get a job. You just saw Colt McCoy and Mark Sanchez get opportunities to play for a team that's in a position fighting for a playoff spot, Sherman said.
You're reading.
Tell me that a kid who not only has gone to the playoffs and won big games, but has been to a Super Bowl, multiple Pro Bowls, and played at a real high level in this game, that he could not help them, that's the sad part. People see what it is, and there's nothing being done. We have to understand. Richard Sherman, you're a smart guy. You went to Stanford. Colin Kaepernick does not want to play in the NFL. He wants you to bring up his name every time a backup quarterback position comes into play. He wants you to bring up his name whenever there's talk about quarterbacks, but he does not really want to play in the NFL. He wants to be this symbol of, oh, look at me, I'm being blackballed from the NFL. He wants to win his lawsuit. He hasn't played in the NFL in, what, two, three,
when
4 years?
When did you start thinking this? Because
I've said this all along.
No.
Yes, I did.
You've been on here talking about how they're not letting them play and all the teams are getting together.
I think they did that in the beginning.
Right, so when did that change? Like,
No, they still did that in the beginning. But he files the lawsuit and he's like, you know what? I could win millions of dollars by not playing.
Is he still working out? Because he has people convinced that he's training and he could be brought up at a moment's notice.
That's what I'm saying. He hadn't played.
Are you telling me he's kept his everything up?
He hasn't played in how many years? It's so hard to jump back into the NFL and play. He wants his name out there so it stays in the news, but he doesn't really want to play.
I'm not disagreeing with you because I think you're right. I just wonder when you realize that. Because
I've said that since we started this podcast.
That he doesn't want to play.
I said he wants to, because if he gets signed, it ruins his lawsuit.
Well, and if he wants to play, he'd be in Canada. The CFL would sign him today.
Well, but let's simplify it. Like, I mean, would you want to make a lot of money sitting on your couch or just being having a reason for what he does? Like, I mean, you have a purpose. Like, you now stand for something, right? And you don't have to get your butt beat every day. You don't have to work out every day. Like, wouldn't you do the same thing? I mean, I'd rather be a protester than get my butt kicked every day on a football field and make more money. Like, it's a no-brainer, right? That's why I think I agree with you.
I think as a competitor, you want to play. Like, if you really want to play because you love and you want to play, like, you want to. But I just think it's easier for him. Now he's been out of the game so long. Mm-hmm. He can be remembered as the guy that got screwed, the guy that, you know, was blackballed from the NFL. He could come back and be awful because he hadn't played in a game in so long. I mean, look at Johnny Manziel. He was out for, 2 years, and he goes to the CFL and just struggled.
You don't hear anything else about him.
Right.
He almost might be done.
So
yeah.
I just think all these players want to say, oh, he could help a team. Could he really help a team, though? Could he? Who knows? He wasn't playing that well at the end of it when he was done.
See, I haven't seen him footage of him in a while. I haven't been checking his Instagram. Is he working out? I think he could do better than butt fumble.
But what is his
butt fumbles? Is he starting?
Oh, yeah, he's starting. Yeah. Oh. He has to start.
He has to. They have no one else.
Oh, my gosh. Butt fumble.
Butt fumble,
back.
He's talking about Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez. Oh. Who was a decent quarterback when he came out? I mean, everyone saw hope in him, and he was all right. He hung out as a starter for a couple of years. Now it's
such
like
a decent quarterback. Him and the Jets teams put up like 6 a game.
They went to the AFC Championship game back to back years.
They probably won 3-0.
Coach, I wonder what his lawsuit says, though. I wonder if he has these kind of clauses in there that says he can't play. Is there anything in there that?
No, there's no clause.
So he's always had the option to play.
Yeah.
I think he's always had the option because, not to say that we're, but other news stations always say, well, they should go to Kaepernick. So they must know that he's able to play, or else they would have come up. They come up with the rules on everything. So there's probably nothing against that. If somebody wants him, he can play. Nobody wants him right now.
Well, now, see, that's, you guys are saying two different things. Does nobody want him, or is he just doesn't want to play?
Oh, you're saying that people might be asking him, and he's like, no, I don't want to play.
That's not what I'm saying.
The Redskins asked him, hey, would you want to be the backup? And he's like, no.
No, Lunchbox is saying he doesn't want to play. He's not putting himself out
there.
He's
not putting himself out there saying, hey, sign me. Right. He's not going to the Redskins and saying, hey, sign me.
But, Ray, you're saying that nobody wants him anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if I'm saying that. I'm just saying if a team wanted him, would we find out about that, or does that happen secretly sometimes? Or do you think we'd find out about it?
I think a team would say, hey, we offered him a contract. Yeah. Like the Broncos.
That would be a great look.
The Broncos said that. John Elway said, hey, we offered him We tried to trade with the 49ers before they cut him or whatever, released him. But
that was a long time ago.
But he didn't want to take a pay cut. And I'm like, well, why would he want to take, you know, like.
Yeah, that's a bunk deal.
Like, so he was trying to make it see, like, see, there's no collusion. Right. We were willing to take him, but you wanted to pay him way less.
I just don't think anyone wants the controversy. Like, I just.
I don't think anybody
wants that attention.
I think in the beginning he was blackballed. Like, I think they got together and said, look, we can't have this. It's bad for business. A lot of the owners. Is there a paper trail or something he's going to be able to prove it in court? I don't know, but he hired a good lawyer and. And now I just think he likes to be that symbol that got kicked out of the NFL and is being blackballed, and he doesn't really want to play.
Well, why does Richard Sherman and other players keep bringing him up then? Like, why?
Because they don't know what his thing is.
They don't?
No. They don't talk to him and be like, hey, man, do you really want to play?
Why wouldn't they?
He's not going to tell people, because if it gets out, then it's like, okay, then we can quit talking about him. He's keeping that close to the vest. Only his agent, his lawyer, they probably know, but he's not going to call up random people in the NFL. Hey, guys, quit bringing up my name because I really don't want to play. Because if that conversation gets out, then it's like, okay. Also, that looks bad for his lawsuit. Because if he admits...
His lawsuit is he really wants to play. Okay, I get it now.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I hope that trial's on TV. That'd be awesome.
What are you talking
about?
That would be so boring.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, even the OJ trial, which was amazing.
Casey Anthony one was really good.
You're talking murders. You're talking like it stuff.
Making a murder was awesome.
Yeah, you're talking about
stuff. But that
wasn't
the trial on TV. They edited film.
This would just be like, all right, so clause 4721-9421. How many times did you go to practice? What did you do at practice?
On September 7th, the Bills.
You know
what
I'm
saying? On September 14th.
We are now bringing in the equipment manager, Benny. Benny.
What did you see on
this day? How long
have
you been the equipment manager? No, not even that. That would be the 50th question.
Benny, who was quicker? Butt fumble or Kaepernick?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, get out
of
here.
It's not like Law and Order where there's explosive courtroom drama all the time. Like, objection, Your Honor, objection, in my chambers. That's not what really happens in the courtroom. Every once in a while, maybe, but
overruled.
Not.
Overruled.
Most cases are very boring.
And long.
Ugh.
You would be a terrible TV programmer.
My bad. I would have programmed it and put it on every hour of the day, dude.
And Ezekiel Elliott is fighting back against the NFL. He's upset because he was fined for throwing money in the kettle.
Yeah.
He got fined.
He used a prop. Which,
good old oatmeal.
Which I thought was really weird because during the game, they never said that he was going to get fined for that. The only fine that I saw was when he threw Dak in there. That was the penalty. That was the only time they threw a flag. They didn't throw a flag when he donated. So I was like, interesting. I thought the rule was you can't use a prop.
Yes. So he dropped $21 in the Salvation Army bucket on Thanksgiving when he scored a touchdown, like a donation.
Now, who else did that? Somebody else pulled it out of their socks and did it. Was it Norman?
No, it was someone this a couple weeks ago. It was number 23.
23, yeah. Pulled it out of his sock, paid $23. I wonder if he got fined.
But he was fined $13,369 for unsportsmanlike conduct. And he said, man, I didn't expect a fine. Really don't care about the fine. It's all for a good cause. We're trying to bring awareness to the Salvation Army. If the NFL doesn't like that, then that's on them. I'll pay their little fine.
You agree with them?
I agree with them because you're right. You have the Salvation Army bucket there to raise awareness. So he brought awareness to it, but he did break the rules. But use common sense. Like, he's raising awareness for the Salvation
NFL.
Yes,
NFL.
NFL needs to have common sense and say, okay, he was doing something funny. Like, the cell phone, when he pulled out the cell phone, the wide receiver, Michael Thomas, okay, fine him because that's using a prop. This was just raising awareness for charity. Or the NFL should say, listen, we're not going to fine you. You just make a donation to the Salvation Army. It seems a little petty to fine him for raising awareness for charity. Because you know how much love the Salvation Army got? Because he put the money in the bucket?
I'm sure a lot.
Millions and millions of dollars of exposure.
That's what that does. That is gives people the idea. Oh, gosh, that's so funny, Zeke. Oh, yeah, Salvation Army. I see those people outside the grocery store all the time. That's funny. That's the Zeke people. Yeah, we'll do that. That's what that's for. Like, that's why celebrities do that. Like, that's a great, great promotion for Salvation Army.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm with you.
Apparently, 100%. Dak and Ezekiel Elliott did donate money after the game. They donated $20,000 each. I think
more than 21.
The Salvation Army. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. And then the NFL steps in and finds them stupid.
It's really stupid.
Let's ask the real question, though. Who's going to win this weekend, Eagles or Cowboys? I mean, is Oatmeal coming to play again or what?
Yeah, I don't think the Eagles have a chance. I mean, no.
Cowboys are favorite.
Yeah,
by 4.5 because they're at home.
Yeah, I mean,
all the experts are saying Cowboys. I got some guy that's back.
Sean Lee.
Yeah, he's back, and they said it's almost like 2 sacks a game less when he's in the game. So everybody.
No, Tyrone Smith.
That guy, Tyrone Smith.
Sean Lee doesn't sack, really.
But Tyrone Smith. So they said with him in the game, it's a huge factor. They're saying everybody's saying Cowboys win this weekend. And cover.
Oh, I saw Sean Lee's coming back. When is he coming back?
I don't know when he's coming back, but they said that he will start.
Yeah, which is weird to me that they...
Sean Lee is so good.
He's so good, but the guy that took his place, Van Der Esch, he's the one that told him I was going to get his jersey. Van Der Esch stepped in, and he's just shown that he's just a great defensive player. He's going to be the future of the Cowboys defense. He's young. I don't know if this is rookie year or what. Rookie year. The dude just has the skills. He knows what he's doing. His head knows what he's doing. He knows the game. And obviously, physically, he's freaking awesome. But yet, they're going to start Sean Lee again, which is just weird to me that, like, you saw that your rookie who's younger and can stay healthier. And obviously, Sean Lee's helping him out. You know, I mean, the knowledge that Sean Lee has is helping him out as well.
No, they both play middle linebacker.
Same position.
Move one of them over.
It's just weird.
It's hard to move. It's hard to move the outside linebacker. It's a totally different position. Totally different responsibilities.
It's like quarterback to running back.
Yeah, it's just absolutely different. I mean, you probably could through the off season.
Yeah,
you like the loyalty.
I like the loyalty of just like you're our starter.
No,
like, you know,
no. If you're the better player, you should play.
Drew
Bledsoe didn't get back in the game. Tom Brady stayed in the game. If they would have put Drew Bledsoe back in there, Tom Brady, where would we be?
Like what we always happen. Hey, when we were growing up, they're playing. They're a grade above you. They're gonna start. That's not a reason. If I'm better than that kid, I should play. No. He's a grade above you. He's starting.
I guess it shows a little bit of heart, like in the organization of just like Jason Garrett. They should have fired Jason Garrett years ago. You know, like that whole mentality of just like you ain't winning games, you're gone. They stuck with Jason Garrett. They believed in him. They believe in Sean Lee. I don't think Sean Lee's body can keep up, but they believe in him, and they believe that he is better than Van Der Esch right now as far as whatever. I don't know what they're...
And they're paying him a lot more.
I was just curious with you guys.
That could be more of a decision factor.
I wanted
there.
To do a four-day parlay, and I wanted to conclude with Cowboys-Eagles. That would be the final leg of my 14 parlay.
On your parlay, did you put Paul Goldschmidt going to the Cardinals?
No. But that is absolutely amazing.
That's a game
changer. Take me to a Cardinals game.
That's a game changer. I mean,
dude, it sucked with him in Arizona. You never saw his highlights. You never saw him play. And all of a sudden, he's cranking dingers like he's Babe Ruth. Get him in St. Louis. We're going to see this guy on TV a lot
more. Did you ever party with him in college?
Dude, I announced him.
That's awesome.
Here you go.
He went to Texas State?
Yeah. Yes.
First baseman, number 34, Paul Goldschmidt. Those are all my fans at Texas State. You guys used to hear that one all the time.
I mean, so freaking cool.
Dude, he hit doubles and home runs every time up. Never did meet the guy, though. Said his name a lot.
Big dude.
Well,
he looks big
on
TV.
I'm up in the press box. Let's be real. Yeah. I'm not at field level with those guys. They didn't let me on the field.
Yeah, so the Cardinals gave up one of their starting pitchers, young arms, and a catcher and an infielder. Don't know. I mean, who knows? People are saying Arizona got ripped off. They got shortchanged. I mean, maybe Arizona's going young. They didn't think they could win. They needed, you know, to revamp some things. And Goldschmidt's 31 years old. And so if you're not going to win the next 3-4 years, maybe...
It's going to be awesome seeing him in a Cardinals jersey.
Well, as a Cubs fan, it's not awesome to see him in a Cardinals jersey because makes the NL Central a lot harder. The Cardinals were already a little pesky little team. They wouldn't go away this year. And Goldschmidt, boy.
Dude, he changes them. Cardinals are good again,
yeah,
folks.
They're exactly. It changes the pecking order.
I hated him in Arizona. You never saw their games, ever. Because it was whatever Arizona is. Phoenix? Or they're in Phoenix?
Yeah.
Is that Pacific or it's mountain for sure?
It's mountain
Pacific.
For sure.
Okay. That's like the worst time zone ever. You never see the games.
Is it mountain?
Ever.
I don't know. I don't know time. I don't know what the mountain time zone is.
I know
is.
Vegas is Pacific.
I'll check. I think.
What is the mountain time zone?
Denver. It's just it's a random. Denver. It's Wyoming. It's Colorado. It's parts of Nebraska.
New Mexico.
Really?
Yeah. It's just the Rocky Mountain range.
Because
which
I've
goes
heard
down.
That before, but I've never been somewhere where it's only an hour difference from Central Time, which we are located in Central Time. But I don't.
Oh well, it's mountain. Phoenix.
So I have
Denver,
been there.
Denver, Phoenix, Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
That's mountain.
Did you see the parts of Nebraska?
Do you want me to look up
Nebraska?
No,
we don't care about that. We really don't care about that.
Coach, can you do that on your own time?
I want to be factual.
Pitt still in there?
Brother, get your ass in here.
So we have some breaking news on the Chiefs. Our resident guru, but congratulations to the Cardinals. We're bringing in Pitts. He got some breaking news on the Chiefs and who they're...
He's not here?
He's not. A conference call.
Oh. It's probably Chiefs radio calling him.
He came in here and told us that he has a buddy that works at the Titans.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to talk about this rumor.
Well, I wasn't going to, but I thought Pitts was sitting in there to talk about it. And so he's
apparently the guy that does podcasts, very, very busy, does a lot of audio work. He has a conference call.
He has a conference call, but his friend who works with the Titans, who knows another guy.
No, just the guy that works at the Titans told him that the Chiefs are going to go after Le'Veon Bell.
Do we know what this guy does with the Titans?
No, here's why the rumor makes no sense. The Titans don't know what the Chiefs are going to do. Mm. The guys working at the Chiefs are not going to call up the guys at the Titans and be like, hey, guys, I just wanted to give you a heads up. This offseason, we're going to be going after Le'Veon Bell if you guys could just back off.
Wait, they don't do that? No, what's that movie with Kevin Costner? He's a Cleveland Browns?
Draft Day.
Draft Day. They talked all the time. Hey, coach, it's Jim.
Do we talk to other radio shows?
And tell them what we're going to do.
When was the last time you called another podcast? Exactly. Shut up.
That's different. We're not under the National Radio League.
Coach, we don't even look at other radio stations.
I can't even tell you who's on other radio stations.
The other dude, I saw him at the gas station. Me and him both looked the other direction.
Because you're mad at him?
No, because they're the competition. They're on the same time as us.
I don't even know who they are.
Neither do I. But do you think the Cardinals called the Cubs yesterday and said, hey, guys, just want to give you a heads up. We're thinking about trading for Paul Goldschmidt. So if you could not call the Arizona Cardinals or Arizona Diamondbacks and offer them anything, we think he'd be a better fit on our team.
Not that kind of conversation.
And so the Cubs are like, okay, cool, man. Yeah, Theo Epstein's like, don't worry about it. You guys go ahead and get Paul Goldschmidt, and we'll be cool. We'll just see you in the spring.
You have the conversation all wrong. It doesn't go like that.
Oh, you guys are cool. Yep, we'll see you in Ballpark Village. Okay, yep. We'll see you there this summer. All right, yep. All right, go Cubs. Go Cardinals. All right, see you. Yep, bye.
Hey, Jason, this is Jackson from the Titans. Oh, yeah, man, what's going on? I just wanted to let you know, I heard you guys are really going to go after Le'Veon Bell. Is that true? Yeah, man, but don't tell anybody else over at the Titans. Don't tell your GM or anything. We're going to don't tell Vrabel. That doesn't happen. They don't call each other.
Yeah, but yeah, just don't tell the Jags, though. Cool? All right, yeah. Don't tell them. We haven't told them yet.
We don't mind if the Titans know, but you know, the Jaguars, ooh, that's our competition. We think Le'Veon wants to go to Jacksonville.
I disagree. I think they talk to each other.
Oh, my God.
They talk to each other, try to figure it all out. Like, well, what's the deal? You want to pay more? How much money do you got, really? Let's be real. Can you afford Le'Veon? No. All right, exactly. Thank you. Are we good? You promise? All right, we'll work out a deal next year.
Hey, so you think the Browns, last year before the draft, hey, Eagles, you know, I know you're drafting number two, but I just want to let you know Baker Mayfield is not going to be available because that's who we're going to draft. So you might want to rework your draft board. There is no.
Hey, Green Bay Packers, the Lions. Hey, Detroit. Hey, it's Green Bay. How's the weather? Hey, listen, anyways, we're going to go ahead and let go of McCarthy.
You're letting go of McCarthy?
Wanted to let you guys know before SportsCenter.
Okay.
That's it. Later.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, we'll see you guys soon.
All right.
And we'll send over that cheese. You like Swiss?
Exactly. I think
you guys are nailing it. Those are the conversations that go down.
Oh, my gosh. I know you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not. I'm being serious. They have to communicate. You know they have to communicate.
I'm just telling you, no, dude.
It's a league. They all work with each other. They try to figure out the best deal for everyone. And
no, like, they do yes, not. They are trying to win for their own organization. They do not care if the Browns win. But they care if the Steelers win.
But according to our other buddy and Eddie, they... Teams
yeah,
talk.
The Titans.
Whoa, whoa, don't.
No, you're saying. You're saying the Chiefs called the Titans to let them know they're going to go after Le'Veon Bell.
That means three teams are in like a love triangle. They're all talking.
You're telling me love triangles don't really happen? Try to figure that one out.
I mean, you think.
You're telling me there ain't no thing, such thing as menage a trois?
Okay. Oh, my gosh. You're so done and so ridiculous.
Sometimes you guys are just blind to the world, man.
You're tonight, done. Thursday night football.
Dude, I cannot believe it's here in Nashville.
Who's
Titans,
playing?
Jaguars.
It's the Titans, baby!
It's here?
Yeah.
Are you going? Oh, my gosh.
Dude, if tickets get thrown at me, yes. Because it's going to be an easier day tomorrow, work-wise.
It is going to be freezing cold.
It's freezing cold right now.
Yeah, it is going to be 28 degrees.
I haven't been to a game regular season yet this year. It just gets to me. I always got to at least go to one. I'm a guy.
Well, go tonight.
I'm, That's what I'm saying. I
gotta
have
a guy.
Some,
what does that have to do with
I'm a red-blooded American. There's never going to be a season where my kid, later on in life, he goes, what? You missed an entire season of games? Oh, you know, I always want to go to games. I'm able to. I mean, there's going to be a time when I'm so old, I can't even move. Like, I'll be like, you know what? I wish I would have went to more Titans games. Or I moved to a city that doesn't have an NFL team. I wish I would have gone to more Titans games.
Well, Lunchbox, I mean, he won't go on purpose. Like, he purposely does not want to
Lunchbox
go to games.
Lunchbox lives on the road that runs into the Titans stadium.
You live across the river from the Titans stadium. What are you talking about? Like, you have more of a problem than Lunchbox does.
Well, I need tickets, though, but I'm saying I've been to more games than Lunch, but Lunch just doesn't like the cold. He doesn't
like going to a live game.
Because he wants to sit at home and watch all of them.
You get better angles on TV, the replays, you see more. In an NFL game, when you go in person, you do not realize how much downtime there is. You do not realize all the commercial breaks, and you sit there. You get all excited. All right, we're back, here we go. And then it's three and out, they punt, then they go to commercial, and you got to sit there for another 10 minutes. It is not as much fun as it seems. Like on TV, they do a good job of breaking it up and making you feel like there's a lot of action. There's not that much action
and
in person.
In person, there's a lot more of, okay, let's see who can make it through the tire, more than there is the actual game footage.
Exactly.
All right, let's see who can push that wheelbarrow faster. Let's go, Titans fans! All right, you go ahead and pick the soup can. We're going to have them race around the track. You pick either Campbell's or Chunky Chicken. Here we go. Here's your race. All right, guys, watch these helmets. They're all going to have a ball underneath of them. Watch the helmets go. Pick the ball. Pick the helmet. Pick the ball. Oh, it was helmet number two. I mean, Coach, that's all the games are when you go to them in person.
Okay, but do you like them or not? I don't understand your takes on things today.
I have a take, but then I agree with Lunch.
Yes,
but I also,
he still likes going. He's Coach, just saying what it is.
I go for this one reason. When the crowd gets loud, that is the one reason
I like to feel it.
That's a damn good feeling.
The only problem with living on the road right down the street from the Titans is that the fireworks, I hear them before the score, so yes. I know when the Titans score.
I can hear those from my house, and I'm 20 minutes away.
You can?
Yes. Do you know what I love, though? It's my favorite thing. No, Coach, you're looking doubting me. Why would I make that up?
I don't know if you hear them down the interstate.
Yeah, I don't think you hear them down the interstate.
I could hear them on 4th of July. I hear them on Titans games.
4th of July is different.
Well, first off, I don't live by the interstate. It's quiet where I live. I'm not like right by the
Maybe
busy
you can
road. I can hear them. This is what I love, though. One of my favorite things, when the Titans are playing at noon or 3 o'clock and the flyover comes by.
Yes.
And they go, I can watch it on TV. No, this is what happens. I hear it first over my house. And I go, the Jets go over my house. And then I go, boys, to the TV. And I look, and sometimes behind the announcers, you can hear like,
sometimes they'll show it, but yeah, sometimes you got to just.
Rarely do they show it, but you can hear it.
You got to get a good camera guy that can capture it.
Yeah.
They always ask him, hey, did you get the Jets flight? You didn't? Okay.
And I'll be like, boys, those are the same Jets that just flew over. They're on TV right now, boys.
All
right,
guys. Our camera guy missed the Jets. Let's just go to the announcers.
Yeah.
Next time when we have the Bald Eagle, the Jets, the American flag, try and capture it. Okay, to the announcers. Get a new camera guy.
Yeah.
All right. Titans, Jaguars tonight. What was the line, Eddie? You got it pulled up.
I got it pulled up. The line are the Titans are favored by 5.
Okay.
You know Cinco.
You know the rule.
Who's the quarterback for the Jags? Is it Bortles or somebody else?
No. Cody Kessler.
Oh, my
God. Did you not see him play last week?
It was terrible.
I'm just going by the name.
It was terrible.
I go by the names of Mark Sanchez, Cody Kessler. Dude, there's some whack quarterbacks right now starting
but
in the
Fournette's
NFL.
But Fournette's back. Fournette is
who's
back?
Who's the guy for the Niners that's starting?
Oh, Mullins.
Mullins.
It's terrible.
Yeah, he was supposed to be real good, huh?
No, he wasn't supposed to be real good. He's the third-string quarterback. That's why everybody was shocked when he had a good game the first game. But man,
but it's still scary though to have the Titans. Like, oh, I just watched the Titans, and like, I don't know if I can put money on them winning a game by 5. Like,
listen, they've beaten the Jaguars 3 straight. What's the rule? Thursday night football. What do you bet?
Color
home
rush.
Team.
Home team. 11-3-1 against the spread. That's why it's the Titans tonight, boys.
That's facts.
All right, should I put what $10 on it?
Whatever you want. I don't care. It's
I only
your money.
Have 17 in the bank though.
See, I think Eddie's a little bit grumpy today because I have a feeling he lost money gambling last night on random stuff because he has been kind of snippy at you and I about our takes. And when did you think that? When did you change? I don't know your takes. Like you coming off a little angry.
No, today. I'm not really not angry about the takes. I'm just trying to get some clarity. I hear Ray bring up a topic and he's so passionate about it, and then he flips on it once you start talking. I'm like, I don't understand. It's okay for all three of us to have different opinions.
No, he didn't change his opinion. He said
he's a red-blooded American.
He loves going to the games.
He loves going to the games, and then you come by and say, I don't like going to the games because there's a bunch of downtime. You're like, yeah, there's a bunch of downtime and all these stupid games.
I agreed. I realized. I was like, you know what? So, I'm going to jump on board with him. Coach, when you're in the water.
I'm not mad at you.
When people were on you, when you're in the water, Coach, you're jumping on different stuff that you see. Oh, I see a life raft. Oh, I see. You're choosing different options. You don't have to stick with the first thing you chose. Initially, I chose a brick.
I chose
a board in the water, but then I saw a life raft, so I grabbed onto that. Then I saw a boat, so I grabbed onto that.
That's great. Good analogy. Good analogy.
Wait,
but
why did you grab onto the boat? Why didn't you just climb up on it? Like, why didn't you get in the boat?
Because he saw it and he changed his mind.
I think what he was saying is he enjoys going to the game, but he does, once we talk about it, realize, man, there really is a lot of downtime.
There's a ton of
downtime. He can still enjoy the game.
That's great, and that's what I was clarifying. I'm not mad. I was just clarifying.
All right, so yes, if you're betting tonight, it's the Titans -5.
Good
because
God.
11-3-1 Thursday night. That's how it works.
Okay, can we parlay with the over-under, though? 37.5.
Oh, my God.
Under. That's a low one. But it's got to be low. It's cold in Nashville, and it's a Thursday night, and you got two Titans offense. Didn't even show up last week, first half. They did late, not early.
All right. I'm out of here. We're out of here.
And there's no locks. That's a confident show right there.
Well, I mean, it's another game.
That's a tough one, man.
I don't have a lock. I'm not going to give one and then get ripped on Twitter. I would rather not even give a lock.
No. If you feel it, you'd feel it. I mean, you don't feel it. You don't have to give a lock. That's the point of locks. You don't. There's only certain games that are like, that's a slam dunk. This isn't a slam dunk. It's a random, ugly game between two offensively challenged teams. And, I mean, if you're going to bet it, just bet the Titans. But don't be mad in the morning if it didn't work out. I wouldn't mess with the over-under.
I would not touch the over-under. I'm going to go ahead and lock something up real quick, if you guys don't mind.
Oh, yeah. Go Titans.
The Titans will win. And is it -5, -6? I want to get the exact amount right.
-5.
Okay, it's -5 right now. -5 Titans. Oh, lock it up.
All right.
But do you see what I'm saying, though? Literally 2 minutes later, he was like, not sure, not going to do a lock. Not even 2 minutes. 30 seconds ago, he was like, I'm not going to have a lock. I'm not going to do it. I've been ice cold. And he's like, all right, screw it. I'm going to do a lock. It's okay that
he warmed up.
Just pointing it out.
Man,
And there's a show on TV now, I think it's pretty much called Lock It In or Lock It Up.
Oh, yeah.
They give nothing but locks, and we can't even give one. I just had to do our people a service.
Hey, on Instagram, I got a one of those sponsored ads that came up of some account that says, if you follow us, we provide gambling locks. And their percentage was like 90%.
That's not a lie. It's a lie.
Can I have the handle?
No. It's a lie. They are not 90%. I'm just telling you right now, that's an absolute lie.
I think they're trying to get you to get their app, too.
It's a lie. They're not 90%, period. If they were 90%, they would be making gazillions of dollars. If you hit 90% of your bets, you'd be the most famous bettor in the world, and everybody would know about you. It's not hitting 90%. It's absolute lie.
All right, let me unfollow them, then.
Just so you know. anybody that says they're 90%, they're lies. Like, Ray used to say he hit 80%.
Now, liar.
I'm at about 40. Our show leader is lunch, and he's at 60.
You might be at 25.
And I'm at 12%.
Oh, boy. All right, we're out of here. Have a great day.
Somebody said they were going to fade my picture, which means go always opposite. Yeah. Dude, they would be hitting like 80%.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. We out of here.